Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The folk pop band Ivan and Alyosha is just that, a band. People seem to think they're a duo, but the group actually takes its name from Dostoevsky's epic novel, The Brothers Karamazov. You'll be relieved to find that the stories they tell on their debut album called All the Times We Had are somewhat shorter than Dostoevsky's. They're going to play one for us right now. The song is Be Your Man. The band is Ivan and Alyosha, and they are live on Soundcheck.
Presents underneath of your Christmas tree. Yeah, they're all from me. I wanna be the boy who runs and tells his baby every time her skin's asleep or breaks his toy. Yes, I wanna be your boy, be your boy, be your boy. I wanna be your boy, be your boy, be your boy. I wanna be the boy who gives you all the pretty little things in your magazines. Always such a joy. Yes, I wanna be your boy, be your boy. Yes, I wanna be your man, be your man, be your man. I wanna be your man, be your man, be your man. We'll be right back.
Nicely done, Ivan and Alyosha, the band from Seattle, here in our New York studio once again, and playing some songs from their long-awaited debut full-length album called All the Times We Had. That song's called Be Your Man. Tim Wilson singing, playing acoustic guitar, Ryan Carberry playing electric guitar, Tim Kim playing the slide guitar, Pete Wilson playing the bass guitar. And Matt Yates had no guitar at hand, so just played our drums. And Tim and Pete Wilson, the brothers who are longtime members of the band, are at microphones. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
So last time you were here, you only had the EP. Now there's the full-length record called All the Times We Had. And I want to ask you about just quickly, Tim, the name of that record, All the Times We Had. It's a debut record. It already has this kind of nostalgic, kind of retrospective quality to it.
Yeah, I think I feel like we ran a marathon to get to the starting line with, you know, the last couple of years, and put out a couple EPs and toured quite a bit. And I think it's just... the name of the record was pretty obvious that should be the title track, that song. I think it's just, you know, a story of the guys in this band, you know, coming of age and figuring out how to make music together and figuring out how to be men and take care of our families and try not to
Tour with your families,
yeah.
Which is a neat trick that you guys are pulling off. The band is Ivan and Alyosha. And if you have a question for the band, let us know right now. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Soundcheck. Your question could make its way to the band before the end of the segment. Let me ask you something. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the use of cell phones and camera phones during live concerts. You know, how some bands are beginning to push back against that, asking their fans, please, you know, take your photos right now during the first song and then put that stuff away.
Right.
Except they're not saying stuff necessarily. What do you guys think? I mean, when you look out and see a sea of little blue screens, does it bother you? Does it excite you?
No, I mean, if people want to take pictures, by all means.
Or video.
Yeah.
It's only annoying if the screen is pointing at their face and they're texting. Like, there was somebody last night, like, sitting front row just like... farting around on their iPhone,
playing
or
Angry Birds throughout the set.
Well, but, now, you know what one of our guests was telling us was that now it's iPads. It's not just iPhones. I mean, when you hold an iPad, yeah. That's like...
they're watching the show. They're watching the video from their iPad of the show. There's no more interaction.
Yeah, yeah. You might as well be holding up a Dostoevsky novel at that point.
We don't see anybody's faces. It's just Apple.
It is kind of annoying. I will say that, like, everything is filmed these days. I mean, it's not annoying. It's just like, you know, we drive all night, get out of the van, all crusty, to some radio thing, and they're like, "You mind if we film it?" And it's like,
I wish
okay.
I would have washed my hair.
So, speaking of Dostoevsky, the name of the band, Ivan and Alyosha, comes from, you know, the brothers Karamazov. Are any of you, like, huge Dostoevsky fans?
Huge.
Is you there know, any other kind?
we got the name from a good friend of ours and producer, Eli Thompson, and we said, what's a good band name? And he said, Ivan and Alyosha. And we didn't know what it meant at the time, but, you know, now it's like... certainly.
All right, so how far into the novel have you gotten at this point after all these
years?
Page
10,046.
You're just getting started.
But, you know, it's certainly become an ongoing conversation with our fans, too, who people familiar with the book or not that want to know or, you know, want to know what we think or how our personalities and whatever line up with a lot of the characters in the book or what are we writing about, you know? It's kind of just taken on a life of its own.
Mm-hmm. You know, when Monty Python's Flying Circus first came to America, me and my friends, we were kids. What did we know? We're like, I think the tall one is Monty Python, you know?
Yeah.
So do you get, it's like, well, the lead singer must be Ivan and his brother must be Alyosha, you know?
I'm Dimitri.
No, somebody asked the other day, like, you know, is that song... a particular song about a particular character, and I was like, well, Not necessarily, but that's really cool that you kind of took that away, you know?
Yeah.
So hey, it's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure at this point.
Right. Well, you can put the songs out there, and you may know what they mean to you, but you can't control what they mean to us.
Right.
Yeah. What does the fold mean?
The fold. The fold is a song that I wrote. It's a song about, I guess, I don't know, not giving up and kind of just like... I feel like I kind of wrote it more in like a third person, but it's a song certainly just about myself and being... I know I'm not that old, but I'm 31 years old, and I feel like maybe I should have done this 10 years ago, 12 years ago, be in a rock band and tour and things like that. But it's just kind of a, you know, just kind of a inner dialogue about my life and kind of where I was at the moment. And but it's certainly a song about continuing on and... good things are ahead. You know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, you know, you kind of get that the value of persistence seems to be a recurring theme in some of the songs from the band.
Sure.
The band is Ivan and Alyosha. We're speaking with Tim Wilson and Pete Wilson, but Tim Kim and Ryan Carberry and Matt Yates are all here as well. They are playing tonight here in New York at the Santos Party House. They are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear this live performance of the song called The Fold.
Now you want them all back. Long ago you stopped counting because you couldn't keep track. You were faced with the future that was bright. Sure, it was melting. You decided to run. Don't you fall when the mountain is high, when the river is wide. Don't you fall when you're out of your mind. Yeah, when you're walking. In the desert, where the waters run clear, and the only way to see it is to believe that it's there. Don't you fall when you're out of your
don't you fold.
The band is Ivan and Alyosha, and a song called The Fold, played live here in the Soundcheck studio. The band's debut full-length is out now, called All the Times We Had, playing tonight here in New York at Santos Party House in Manhattan, and playing here in our Soho studio on Soundcheck. And let's hear another song. This one's called Running for Cover. Yeah. Once again, the band Ivan and Alyosha, live on Soundcheck.
If I could break my crooked heart, if I was there right from the start, if you were it was like to be turned on, if you could fight the battle and win, to miss the mark of a twin, if your wish came true, your dreams may be.
Running for Cover, the name of the song, live performance in the Soundcheck studio from the band Ivan and Alyosha, whose latest release is their first full-length called All the Times We Had. And while they've been playing, some of you have been tweeting questions for the band. And Tim, I got one for you from Rohit via Twitter, who asks, which folk band would you kill to perform with?
Who would you literally
kill? You have to literally kill someone to play with.
Wilco.
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 Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dead or alive?
Bob Dylan.
Guthrie.
Woody.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I wonder if by folk band, I mean, I guess what he's talking about is like, you know, Mumford and Sons, yeah, and Mountain and Men and the Current Crop. But yeah, Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger.
Yeah,
lots
I'll go
to
with
choose
Wilco.
From. You're going to go
Tweety.
With Wilco. All right, that sounds good. Caitlin, also via Twitter. Pete, which has been your favorite city to play and why? And perhaps even more interesting, what places are you looking forward to going to?
Johnny Brenda's in Philadelphia is one of the coolest clubs that I feel like we've ever played. Just really funky and old. And they've kept it really nice. And I think an obvious one for us is Chicago. We just...
Yeah.
Matt's from Chicago, mm-hmm, and we love...
So is Wilco.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. So are the Smashing Pumpkins. But we like Shuba's in Chicago a lot. It's an awesome small venue there that it's just so much fun to play.
Two sold-out shows.
We have two mm-hmm sold-out shows there. Nice. And their food is really good,
yep.
So...
So that's an answer to both parts of the question.
I think so.
Favorite place to play, and it seems like you're looking forward to going back,
yeah,
there.
And New York, yeah, City.
All right. People underestimate the value of good food,
oh,
at a club.
That's especially, yeah, for us on the road. It's like you've been driving all day, you get there, you just want to eat something, like,
yeah.
And it's like a destination venue where there's nothing around, like, all right, I'll eat my bag of chips that's in the car.
Well, Ivan and Alyosha performing here in New York at Santos Party House tonight, here in the Soundcheck studio for us today. Guys, thank you so much for coming back in. Congratulations on the new record.
Thank you so much for having us.
The album's called All the Times We Had. It's out now from Ivan and Alyosha. And if you enjoyed listening to today's live session with Ivan and Alyosha on soundcheck.org, tune in tomorrow, April 19th, as the poet, writer, and singer Carl Hancock Rux shows off some of his new music. And on Monday, April 22nd, Steve Martin, yes, that's Steve Martin, and Edie Brickell together here in the Soundcheck studio. You can tune in for both to hear the live stream at soundcheck.org. Also, today's session will be archived for on-demand listening. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and we'll let you know when it's up. This is Soundcheck.